Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Awardner. Hey, how are you? I'm very well, I hope. I really hope you're well. It has been a while since we've talked habits, hasn't it? It's been quite some time, actually. A few weeks at least, maybe even a couple of months. And actually, in fact, at this point, if we're talking habits, I definitely need to mention the Facebook group and the fact that somebody posted, one of you, my most excellent listeners, posted about how small changes that she had made since the beginning of 2019 had accumulated into huge gains in her physical health. It's massively impressive. So please do head over to the page if you want to join that conversation and add more support to the already huge noise that she's been getting, huge support she's been getting from fellow members. Just click the link in the show notes, answer the 3 questions, agree to the forum rules, and you'll be let straight in. Simple as that. But back to the habit I want to talk about today, and it's about news. Well, news and information. And before I get into it, I want to assure you this isn't a political episode. That is to say, there's no political agenda here. I just want to flag something up that I've noticed wasn't right. I had started to feel uncomfortable about in the way I was living and how I'm tweaking and changing my own behaviour, because I did feel that there was something of a problem. And because this is beginning to sound a bit cryptic, let me explain myself. It's easier than ever before to live in a bubble. It really is. You can be on social media and you can see somebody be really mean and you think, how on earth could they be like that? And then you see somebody being really positive and glowing, and then you see somebody who's talking about one thing all the time, and you just think it's because we only see what we want to see and what the algorithm thinks we want to see. And a lot of the time that means that we're just seeing a very limited source of information. You can curate this bubble I'm talking about, you know, you can curate your Instagram feed, your podcast library, your television viewing, everything to be really, really personalized and catered just for you. And in many ways, that's wonderful because, you know, I'm old enough to remember back in the day when you used to have to wait for the stuff that you wanted. But all this personalization and programs you might like and suggestions for you and emails you get into your inbox saying such and such a streaming platform has added something you might like to watch, they're great and lovely, but I realized recently how much smaller my world was, is, and was going to continue to be because of it. Look, I'm never going to be angry if an alert pops up telling me about a new series of Real Housewives of wherever, because I love me a little bit of escapism and distraction from, you know, my normal life of working. But the fact that every suggestion that comes my way via streaming services tends to be for a reality show does mean that somewhere along the line, I am and have limited what I'm seeing. And shame on me, I throw my hands up in the air. I realized how woefully out of touch I am in terms of what's really going on in the world. And catching up on my trending bar on Twitter isn't, I've come to realize, although it is obvious, it's not good enough. I didn't think it was good enough for me. I was setting my standard on that wasn't as high as I think it should be. So my habit is to explore more channels and, yes, engage with the news. When I was growing up, this is sort of a side note, but when I was growing up, there was a great program on British TV that I absolutely loved called The Big Breakfast. And I hope that you see why this illustrates my point. And as much as it covered pop culture and had its frivolous moments, it also covered the news in a way where you kind of knew what was going on, who was in the cabinet, who did what in the shadow cabinet and that sort of thing. It was the stuff between the bits that I got really excited about, like reports from the red carpet, celebrity interviews and the like, that I didn't give my full attention to, but I was still kind of taking in. And I know plenty of people who remember that show who might be like, oh, Ems, that was hardly a news source. but it was on there and I did know who people were. These days, by people I mean politicians, these days our sources of information and entertainment are so personalised and singular that you can be an expert and more invested in the contestants of a reality show than you are with the people who are running the country and making decisions, significant decisions that will potentially impact your life. And I know how frivolous I am and how much of a flibbertigibbet that makes me sound. And like I said, because I am, shame on me. My hands are up in the air. I am guilty. And I'm certainly not going to tell you which news sources to listen to or where to get your information, because you'll know what you want and what you want to find. But I can tell you what I'm doing to make sure mine is more balanced and more responsible, because, and maybe this is where it does get a little bit political, but it's a pretty interesting time in the world right now, don't you think? And it worries me how easy it is not to take part, how easy it is to think it's happening somewhere else, to someone else, or just not happening at all. And again, maybe not the right thing to illustrate my point, but here we go. I was watching Whitney Cummings' Netflix special the other day called Can I Touch It? And I really like Whitney Cummings because she's really well-read on lots and lots of things. Like, she, when she speaks, she's a real authority and I really like listening to her. She does her research and I respect that. And she did this bit, she did this thing where she was talking about if you drop your phone in water, you see people freak out and they're like, oh my God, get some rice. And, you know, because, oh my God, that's my connection to the world and I need to fix it. That needs to be fixed.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
And then how an advert might come on the television from a charitable cause asking for donations for starving children, and you see the images of those starving children, and that's when you should be saying, oh my God, get the rice. I haven't done that justice, obviously, but you get the idea. And obviously, I'll put the link in the show notes to the special, but it made me wince and think how she was right on the money. She's bang on the money. It's really easy to look away. You can change that channel, but if your phone gets dropped in water and it isn't one that's capable of being dropped in water and surviving, it can, I mean, I've done it before. It causes real stress, but perspective, I think that's where we're getting to. Now, I'm in the embarrassing position of trying to get up to speed on things that have been going on for a while, whatever that might be. But consistent effort over time yields results, right? So I acquired an Alexa as a gift with purchase when I moved home recently and signed up for my new Wi-Fi. And side note, we can have a conversation about those sorts of devices another time. And my new morning ritual is to ask her, I don't want to say it again, just in case I've triggered someone's in their room, in their home, sorry. I ask her what the news is while I make my coffee. And I've chosen a few different news sources for my flash briefing, which is what it's called in the app for the device, that'll play. So I'm not relying on one news source. And I've been doing this for a while now. And even that feels like a really positive change. Online, particularly on social, I'm trying to buck the algorithm and make sure that as well as seeing the fun, engaging content, I like to follow the memes, the stuff about Real Housewives. What can I say? Guilty. That I also see useful content about what's actually going on in the world by not just following the breadcrumbs into people you might like to follow, etc. And make sure I'm casting my net a little wider by finding people who I wouldn't have found via those search pages. Do you see what I'm saying? Kind of seeing who's got interesting content out there, not just based on a recommendation, but based on doing a little bit of independent research. So there you have it. That's my current habit. Just making sure I'm plugging into the world in a way that I feel more comfortable with, that I feel is more responsible. And also just so I'm taking part, because, you know, we all live in the world. So shall we have a chat about this over in the Facebook group? Because as you can probably hear, I'm very new to it and I sort of feel a bit weird talking about it because obviously I'm not an authority and I feel like I'm being a bit of a fool by announcing to the world how I haven't really engaged in as much news as I think I should have done, being a citizen of planet Earth. Click the link in the show notes to join the Facebook group. We can start a chat about this. If anyone's got any really useful news sources, anyone that they think is somebody great to follow on social media who maybe boils down what's going on in the world into nice, accessible, easily digestible posts or what have you, I'd be really delighted to hear from anyone if you have any recommendations or what you think about it. Do you like escapism and distraction? Are you somebody, as I can be, who just thinks, oh, that's just too real, I am going to have to look the other way? I feel like I've just got to start looking at it because it's real, right? Not that I haven't completely, just to make a side note, but just it's easy to just make it a very small part of your world when it is the world. There we go. Let's talk about it in the Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes. All you have to do is answer those three questions, agree to the group rules, and you will be accepted. You can also DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I am at Emma Guns. I love hearing from you on social media. I have lots of chats with people on direct message, and it's always a laugh or I learn something from my most excellent listeners. And don't forget, you can email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Again, my inbox for the podcast is one of my favourite things in the whole wide world. I love getting messages from you. So please don't be shy. Send me a message and I will get back to you personally. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully this can be a bigger part of a conversation. Maybe I can even get a guest on to talk about this with a little bit more authority. Maybe to talk about algorithms or to talk about being able to unplug or being able to switch off from what's really going on. Who knows? Maybe there are some people who we can get on who can talk with a lot more authority than I just have about this particular topic. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.